Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, August 9th, 2024, pre-market report. People, I want to read something to you because we just got some information here that I think is very, I don't even know the word here, deceptive, misleading, and a lot of people just got hurt. And I mean a lot of people just got hurt. And unfortunately, we saw this coming, you and me. We saw this coming. Let's talk about this. So people, yesterday during my live stream, I want to thank all of you that showed up for the open forum yesterday. We covered a lot of stuff, a lot of very important stuff. And one of the things that we covered was this apparent earth-shaking, earth-shattering news that was going to come out with regarding crypto, something Trump and his sons have been working on. And for those of you that have been following this like me over the last few days, you know what just happened. You know what just happened. In case you don't know, stick around. So this is yesterday. I put this out last night after I did that live stream because this was just hitting me the wrong way. I consider it my privilege, honestly, to keep all of you ahead of the curve, to try to prevent you all from falling through the trap doors. And I think I'm magnificent. That word is maybe an understatement. Trap door was set for a lot of people and they fell through it. And so I want to read this to you again. Consider the fact that I wrote this last night before the big announcement. Okay, so let's talk about this. Lions, don't get left behind? Question mark. This is hitting the wrong way. Lions, I really want your opinion on this, and a lot of people chimed in. As you know, I am a crypto holder and a believer in the space. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Everybody knows this. I've been talking about it for years. I have repeatedly given credit to Donald Trump for his now strong support of Bitcoin and crypto. No one can deny that. I have backed this guy up. Now, over the last 2 days, this would be 2.5 days now, Trump and his son have been promoting an upcoming announcement of something big. The entire crypto space, including Forbes, was hyping this up, and people, I mean hyping this up, was all over the place. If you don't follow the crypto space, when I mean it was every freaking where, okay? And that made me start to think, I was like, something's up. Why all the hype? Now, anyway, so Trump and his son were using this slogan, don't get left behind. That is, in my opinion, was a trap door. Here was my question. If this thing, well, now we know what it is so big and so fantastically earth-shaking, then why all the hype? It just didn't make sense to me, and it shouldn't make sense to you. When anything is hyped like this, it's like we're being sold. Anyway, keep that in mind. I have backed up Trump. I have backed up Trump 100% with his talk about being the Bitcoin president, crypto president, etc. All of you know that, okay? And I've taken a lot of heat for that too. But I maybe wrongly, falsely, I don't know, believed and what he was trying to say here, doesn't change my perspective on cryptocurrency. Hold that thought. Anyway, if something slash anything needs this much hype, along with the slogan saying don't get left behind, it's like we are being sold or it's a con. Turned out to be a con. My fear, although some will greatly benefit from whatever this thing is, most are going to get hurt, especially because of all the hype. It's the hype, man. Don't get left behind. I have a feeling that this is going to end very badly. For most people who get caught up in the hype, invariably that is what happens. And I hope I am wrong on this. Doesn't look like I was so far. What are your thoughts? And a bunch of you chimed in. Let me explain something to you. Before I move forward, I have not changed my perspective on the crypto space. In case you haven't noticed, Harris is on the bandwagon now. The crypto bandwagon. imagine our shock here. Look, what does that tell you? Those of us here who believe in the space, we have power. We have power because we have both of these freaking clowns, because that's who they are, okay? You know exactly what I'm talking about here, especially after the announcement here, and we're going to talk more about that in a moment here. They're leaving people to just slaughter. But again, we have power. Even though the market cap of crypto is just so small, about the size of one DAO component, maybe about that. And it's very thinly held. Anyway, the fact that you've got not just Trump here, but now we got Harris jumping on the crypto bandwagon should tell you the power that we actually have. Bravo to us. Honestly, this is not going to change. Again, my understanding of the crypto space, I think, is pretty good. Okay. And I think this whole entire space is going much, much higher. The big cryptos, Bitcoin, you people, look, man, you do what you want. Okay, you can follow Trump's advice and get destroyed like throngs of people just did. Or you can listen to Greg Mannarino. And I'm telling you to be methodical about this. Okay, slow and steady. Understand the space. If it's not for you, that's fine too. You know what you got to be in here, people. You got to be taking an alternative path here. This is how we win with regard to the scam, the charade, the con that is going on, what central banks are doing to us all, destroying the currency methodically, again, slowly, leading us all to the slaughter. My favorite asset on the planet Earth right there, silver. You all know that. So anyway, going back to this whole thing, read this headline. A Trump-themed token soars, then dives 95%. Let's see what this is. The debacle underscores the wild world of meme coin markets where grifts and rugs are pulled abound. I mean, this is not looking very good here. Imagine our shock. We called this. Hopes for Donald Trump's crypto aspirations were kindled earlier this week when Eric Trump and his son tweeted that they have fallen in love with crypto. Okay, I got that. I got that. But obviously this was leading up. And we're not done. The big con is coming, and I want you all to be very wary of this. Stay tuned for the big announcement. We know what just happened. Here. Donald Trump Jr. now, okay, Trump is disconnecting himself, is launching a crypto platform to take on the banks. This is how you take on the banks. This is it. Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, I get it. I get it, people. Believe me, I get it here. Okay. The current crypto space, you have to look at it for what it is. Again, Greg Mannarino, no one can deny that I am a crypto advocate. I am a crypto holder. I have a very decent size here of crypto, Bitcoin, my largest holding here. These things are going higher, and they're going much, much higher. Okay, in value based against the dollar or whatever other freaking fiat currency you want to look at, they're going higher here. But you want to take on the banks, Trump and Junior Trump here? This is how you really do it, okay? Cryptocurrencies in their current form are buy and hold things. I think we can agree on that. People don't transact in these things. There is going to be a central bank digital currency, people. Period. Get used to it, but it's a completely different asset class. Completely different asset class, okay? Buy and hold versus a currency or a crypto that people are going to transact in, much like the dollar is now, or euro, whatever. But this new thing is going to be much more invasive with regard to your privacy. It's going to know everything you're doing, tracking you down to the cent here. We're being sold. Again, it's just a con. All right, and I'm telling you, I knew people were going to get destroyed. Destroyed. Why? Because of the hype. Now, this is not really what's going on here. Again, this is people that got caught up. And of course, it's the MAGA crowd that got wiped out. When you follow a leader that blindly, okay, you're asking for disaster. Now, talking about what is actually coming. So, Donald Trump Jr. has revealed what his crypto DeFi post on X was all about, and it's got nothing to do with meme coins. Donald Trump Jr. has announced plans to launch a new decentralized finance cryptocurrency platform to address inequality in banking access. That right there should be hitting you the wrong way. Okay, I'm telling you, it's hitting Greg Mannarino the wrong way. You guys and girls, you do what you want to. But I'm telling you to run as fast and as far as you can from this. It's a grift. It's a scam. This whole thing has been a scam, and I just can't believe it here. Just, look, stop with this here, okay? And I know, I can only imagine what people are going to say. Greg doesn't understand because Trump isn't a politician and he's going to save the freaking world. People, you're blind. You're freaking blind. I backed this guy up. I've backed him up 100% on this. But people just got wiped out. They got destroyed. They got destroyed here believing in this. Dives 95%, that's more than a crash. That's a wipeout. It's a wipeout. And some people made all kinds of cash. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump's son, maybe Trump himself, expected something like this to happen and then dumped it right at the top. Then dumped it right, a pump and dump scheme. That's what they're setting up here. That's what this is. Avoid this like the freaking plague. I told you this was hitting Greg Mannarino the wrong way, and it looks like it was hitting a lot of you the wrong way, but not everybody, okay? Read through the comments that were posted on my Substack. It's all, man, I tell you. But again, this does not change my perspective with regard to the crypto space. You need some of this in your portfolio, in my opinion here. I think it's going much higher. But this was a trap door, people. This was a trapdoor from day one, how this was being set up. This, what the clue was, or still is this. Don't get left behind. Don't get left behind. Well, what happened to these people here? They got wiped out. And this, people, you do what you want here, okay? I feel like it's a responsibility, mine, to tell all of you what's on my mind here. And you do what you want with my information. I tell you that all the time. You could listen to me, you could not listen to me, and that's fine. All right, this is not good. This is not good. Avoid this like the freaking plague. You understand? I don't give a damn what's coming out of Trump or Trump Jr.'s mouth about this don't get left behind thing. You see what's going on here? Why all the hype if this thing is so freaking great? It's like we're being sold. We're being conned. You'd be freaking kidding me. It's like selling snake oil or something. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. And that's it, you guys and girls. I'm going to stop. Do what you want. Let's go back to this market. So this morning, I get up. People, look, I love all of you. I really do. But this is something that you got to stop. Okay. I have outlined for all of you what's happening here with the market. This rebound that we have seen doesn't mean it's over. All right, Greg, is it over? Is it over? Is what over? What actually even happened here? Okay, we had a sell-off on Friday, followed by a sell-off on Monday. Okay, and then it ended. But all the hype, again, the hype from the mainstream media, the Fox businesses, CNBC, this is just garbage. The unwinding of the yen carry trade, it's over. The world's coming to an end. And then Trump coming out here talking about the market's crashing and it's Harris's fault. This market is up. Freaking 25%. I'm talking about the S&P 500 in 9 months. It's a grift again. It's desperation in my view. It almost looks like that. And I'm backing up Trump. You all know that. Man, I tell you, it's just too sick what we're seeing here. But again, look, I'm going to tell you what I intend to do. And you guys and girls could follow it. First of all, again, what we've witnessed here is a rebalancing of the market. That's all. We're in a period of seasonal volatility. We have geopolitical events that are off the freaking Richter scale. Expect the volatility. I don't think it's over, okay? But Greg Mannarino is putting some powder away, keeping some powder dry. I intend to buy more of this market. You know what I'm doing already. I'm buying tech. JEPQ is with Gregory Mannarino. I'm building up a large position. It's already pretty big. Now, I'm watching this. I am watching this. You want to watch this? That's fine. I don't care, frankly. All right? This is not squiggly lines. This is telling you what the Fed's doing. This is the dollar getting decimated. This is the Fed buying it all. Look at this. Okay? It's in a nosedive. The fact that the Fed is in here buying it all tells us one, what? What? The market's going down. It's going to crash or crater anytime soon. They got to make sure it doesn't. The Fed's going to prop it up. You know that this is, we don't have a market. How do I tell you this another way? There is no market. There is no price discovery anymore. When you have central banks, and this is not just the Fed. The Mexican central bank has just cut rates. Central banks around the world are cutting rates. The market's pricing this in. The market's pricing in the weaker dollar. That's all we're hearing now. And about promises for lower rates. Is this going to help you? It's going to destroy you. Destroy. I already told you what we need to do. I already set out a plan for it. 92% of you said it was better than Trump's freaking plan and Kamala's plan, which is the same. Make it up, man. And now she's on the bandwagon with cryptocurrency? Oh my God, man. People, look. We are going to not change a thing. You understand? Okay. We're going to continue to bet against the debt. Become our own central banks. And this is how you do it. Forget about freaking Donald Trump's junior's plan here to take on the banks. It's a grift. You're being sold and you're being conned because that's how you do it. You understand what I'm talking about? And if you don't, if you're going to follow and fall into that trapdoor, good for you. I am not going to be there to bail you out. I'm promising you that right now, okay? You follow the plan that we have, and you're going to win. You follow this nonsensical hype and don't get left behind. Not only are you going to get left behind, you're going to become decimated. Decimated like these people did. 95% dive in this Trump-themed token. You got to be kidding me, man. It upsets me like you have no idea because that is unnecessary. It's unnecessary. What do we got here? What's going on here? It's a con job. We're being conned. I'm not being conned, neither are you. And I warned about this before it happened. I tell you, it just makes me want to puke. You know what? I can't even do this, man. I can't even do this anymore. I'm really getting to my wit's end with all this. It's just too much. Anyway, people, look, stick to the plan we have. Forget about the grifts. Forget about the cons. We know where this is going. We know who our enemies are. And I think it's Trump. I know it's Harris. I know it's the central banks. They are not on our side. They're working very closely with the central banks to destroy people, to bring them to their freaking knees, to con them, to convince people of something that's not true at all. We don't even have a market. We're taking advantage of this thing because it's too freaking easy, okay? But we need each other more than anything else. We don't need Trump, his son, Harris, or anybody else. Freaking Vice President, what's his freaking face? Damien Thorn or Marshmallow Man, Tim Walls. I can't even say his freaking name. We don't need these things. We need each other is what we need, all right? And we need to use our God-given intellect, people. What we really need here... without getting all spiritual here, we need to establish our connections here with the Almighty. I think we're on the same page here. You know what I'm saying? Look, stop with this stuff. Stop falling through the trap doors that are being set for you all over the place here. Really, honestly, it's just too much. It's too much. People, look, I hope you got something out of this video. I really do. I hope you learned something here, okay? Look, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. You don't have to, man. My fear is although some people will greatly benefit from whatever thing this is, most are going to get hurt. Yeah, most people are going to get hurt. They're going to get wiped out. 95% of people, 95%. Again, it just makes you think. Some people made a lot of cash there. And are going to make a lot of cash with this scam that we're being sold here. Don't get left out. If you don't run from this, if don't get left behind, you've got to be freaking kidding me. This is what they're selling you. You're being sold. You're being conned. And if you don't know that, if you can't see it, if you think that I'm talking badly about Donald Trump or his beautiful sons, then just freaking go away. You don't belong here. This is a channel for winners. Period. Okay? If you don't feel like you're a winner, you don't belong here. Go somewhere else. Because I'm giving you... We called this before anybody else. It's not going to stop. You don't see this for what it is, then you're blind. It's a grift. It's a con. I knew it was. I knew it. I said, this is hitting me the wrong way yesterday. I wish these people would have listened to Craig Mannarino and you and me. This is our thing, people. I'm out of here. I am so out of here, man. I'm telling you. This shit's getting to me on a massive scale. Love all of you from the heart. I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern. And we'll talk about this stuff, man, later on, all right? Until we meet again, people, please take care of yourselves. Stop with this nonsense. And take care of each other, okay?